Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep Prajna Paramita, clearly saw emptiness of all the five conditions, thus completely relieving misfortune and pain. Zazen is seeing, experiencing, even seeing desires and fears. This desires, fears, which are self-centered thoughts, emotions, which are hindrances. So, explaining it simply, zazening is experiencing, is responding as we can, rather than, or including, noticing, releasing when we go to anger and complaints, when anger, complaints, and other self-reactions arise. Self-reactions about what can or cannot, should or should not happen, be. This thus completely relieving misfortune and pain. But don't get fooled by that. Misfortune and pain, Hakuin has a nice reminder for us. It's of this getting rid of what we never had. Hakuin has a poem where he says, "That shadow in the guest's cup never was a snake. How clear in a dream the three worlds are." That's what Avalokiteshvara is talking about. When you wake, all is empty. All is the myriad worlds of mu. There's an ogre outside who shoves the door. There's an ogre inside holding it fast. Dripping sweat from head to tail. They're battling for their very lives. They keep it up throughout the night. At last, they keep it up until when the dawn appears. Their laughter fills the early light. They were friends from the very first. That's Hakuin's comment upon this, delivered from all distress and suffering. See? All the stress and suffering that our arguing or complaining, if we believe it, our fighting and resisting, grabbing and rejecting, makes trouble. I am this, I'm not this, I am that, I'm not that. I should be, she should be. I have, I don't have, I shouldn't have. He, she, they. All these dreams that we make up. We've never had them, and yet we believe. So we need to do what's needed with that. At this moment here, where I am in California, we have a very unusual September rain. Rarely rains in September. And yet, this moment, the rain is pretty heavy where I am. I could complain about it raining. It's not forecast. I'm going to get wet when I go out. I didn't plan for this. It's going to ruin all my plans for this afternoon. Or I could stay in the shelter where I am right now, or pick up the umbrella and step out. Or if I'm outside without the umbrella, run for a shelter. So this is the practice doing. This is the studying forgetting. So What does Dogen say about this Heart Sutra? He rephrases it. When Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara practices the profound Prajnaparamita, the whole body reflects that the five aggregates are totally empty. We all know what the five aggregates are: form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, however you state them. This is who we are, which Dogen says they are five instances of prajna, of wisdom. Reflection is prajna itself. Practice is prajna itself. See, Dogen says when this principle is preached and realized, stated and in, it is said that form is empty. Empty is form. But Dogen adds on, form is exactly form. Form is form. Emptiness is emptiness. They are hundreds of things and myriad phenomena. That's our life. That's your life, my life, as they are. Don't have to go looking for form. Don't have to go looking for empty. Dogen says, quote, 12 instances of Prajnaparamita are the 12 entrances of sense perception. They are eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind, sight, sound, smell, taste, sensations, etc. Consciousness. So these are even the so-called forms of suffering. The four noble truths, they are four instances of prajna. See, this practice doing practices deep prajna paramita. What is that? In a way, Hakuin says, making waves, stirring up trouble. What is it? It's sleeping at night, moving around during the day, pissing and shitting. Clouds moving, streams flowing, leaves falling, flowers scattering. That's what Hakuin says about it. But if we hesitate, get caught up in it, or stop to think, there, he says, hell rears up in all its hellish forms. So all of us know this because we notice where it happens. That's our opportunity of practice. But what is practice? That's where we make our effort. What is it? It's simply, Hakuin says, when you move your hands and feet, eating when you're hungry, drinking when you're dry. But if we're, he says, if even a flicker of thought intervenes, you're killing chaos to provide him with eyes. Hakuin is sometimes a little rough, or seems that way, but he's really encouraging us to see that this practice is being exactly as we are, and yet noticing where, as he calls it, flicker of thought intervenes, which is caught in self-centered dream, holding to that dream. In a way, no need for it. And yet, we need to do it when it's called for. That's the fundamental of our practice. In one sense, as Hakuin says, it's gouging out healthy flesh, creating an open wound. We don't get caught up in words, but words are useful reminders when we've mistakenly identified what's so in our life. Just notice the words that you're believing. So, again, our ancestors, whether Dogen lived in the 13th century in Japan, Hakuin lived in the 17th century in Japan, they're coming to remind us using words to, in a way, allow us to turn around how we usually see and believe are caught up so that we can be who we are. What does Hakuin say it is? Is seeing emptiness in the fullness of form is called deep. He says he prattles about wisdom with form and emptiness in his clutches. Like a lame tortoise in a glass jug, clumping along after a flying bird. It's pretty, crude and yet very immediate. A lame tortoise in a glass jug, clumping along after a flying bird. No need to do such things. Simply be exactly as you are. Be exactly this form is form, which is no other than emptiness. But if you use such words, and we get stuck in the words forms or emptiness, Dogen says, it's like ruining a nice kettle of stew by dropping in a couple of rat turds. See, he says, you are a person with a full belly. It's no good pushing delicacies at a person with a full belly. Just be this moment that you are, which is our Zazen. This experiencing that can't be any distance from you. And yet we need to make our effort. Otherwise, as Hakuin says, it's like striking aside waves to look for water, when all along the waves are water. Form is the tissue of emptiness. Form is the flesh of emptiness. Emptiness is the tissue of form. Don't think of them as two. See, that's a fundamental practice point that we have to see. Not two in the whole of our life. Form and emptiness are not two. Form doesn't hinder emptiness, and emptiness doesn't hinder form or destroy form. That words that are useful to help us, but really, Hakuin also says, it's rubbish. It's a useless collection of dung, junk. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Don't try to teach apes to climb trees. That's exactly our life. Just see, be as is. Be this experiencing. And if you see junk appearing, take care of it. Notice. Label if need be. Do what helps you, enables you to be this very life that you are. Then words, form, emptiness can be useful. Noting, labeling, useful. Caught in self-centeredness, useful. but. Just be this exactly form that's form, exactly emptiness that's emptiness. Then your whole life is right here. The opportunities to be this Avalokiteshvara that sees this condition and relieves suffering, relieves harm in your own and that of others. Thank you.